praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year-long crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible. We'll include excerpts from his spoken ministry, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies, you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org. or reach us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program. What word would you use to describe a life that expresses Christ? Would you say loving, submissive, maybe patient, humble, or kind? Well, all of these words do describe aspects of Christ's living, but none individually are adequate. It's significant that the Apostle Paul doesn't use any of these terms in the last chapter of Philippians, a book focusing on the living out of Christ. Instead, he uses the word forbearance. Let your forbearance be known to all men. He does not tell us to let our patience or our humility be known, but our forbearance. This all-inclusive virtue of Christ is the topic today, and with us for another marvelous word from this life study of Philippians is Ed Marks. Ed, welcome back to the program.
Well, Chris, it's good to be back, and our listeners, I think, are in for a real treat on this broadcast. Chris, Philippians is just a tremendous book. Actually, Philippians is unique in the New Testament because it talks about the experience of Christ. So what we're going to do in this broadcast is we're going to see that actually forbearance as a virtue is Christ himself, and we need to let this Christ as forbearance within us be known to all men.
You know, Ed, speaking about Philippians and how it has brought us so much into the realm of the experience of Christ, it has so many rich terms, so many expressions that really help bring us into this realm, from magnifying and living Christ in chapter 1. And then in chapter 2, it says Christ is our unique pattern, and of course, holding forth the word of life. And then pursuing toward the goal for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus in chapter 3, maybe the loftiest expression of Paul in this whole book. In light of all of these phrases, it's really something that in this last chapter, where you would think he would be burdened to somewhat bring in a climax, he uses this term, let your forbearance be known to all men. But I think we will all be convinced that this term is equal to all of these rich utterances, isn't it?
That's right, Chris. And again, you know, in Philippians, like you just reviewed, Paul talks about how we need to magnify Christ, how we need to live Christ, how we want to pursue Christ. And we're on a quest to know Christ, to gain Christ, to be found in Christ. And then he says, let your forbearance be known to all men. Again, you can see from the context, what he's saying is, let the Christ who is in you be known to all men. It's equal to magnifying him, to living him. And we'll see this in this broadcast.
Let's go to Witness Lee Ed.
Forbearance is a word quite common to our knowledge. But when you are asked, what does the word or the term forbearance really mean? I don't think many of us could answer adequately in full. Most of us may understand it is just a kind of patience. Yet, I would call your attention to this item which is mentioned at the end of this book. It has been made quite evident that Philippians is on the experience of Christ. This book is not on morality, good behavior, good character, ethical things. It is on the experience of Christ. Just read these first few verses of chapter 4. You may not have this impression that this is a talk still on the experience of Christ. But if you go on to verse 13, which says, I can do all things in him who empowers me. no doubt that all things here include this item, forbearance. Paul charged the saints, the believers, to forbear, to be forbearing, to have forbearance. No doubt he himself practiced this. No doubt his charge was based upon his life, his practice. So forbearance must be an experience of Christ, must be some of the main things which the Apostle Paul practiced. Then he told us he can do this and all things in him who empowers him. This is a strong indication that forbearance here really means Christ. If you have an all-inclusive understanding of the entire book, you may easily read this verse in this way. Let your Christ be made known to all men. He is near. And I do believe this was the salt when Paul wrote this word.
Yet I think most people would probably think of patience perhaps as a substitute or a synonym for this word forbearance. But Paul, if we really understand this book, as he pointed out, is using this word interchangeably, it seems, with Christ. What about Christ, Ed, as a synonym for forbearance?
Yeah, Chris, this is just wonderful. And again, you know, in chapter 1, Paul expressed an aspiration to magnify Christ in any situation he was in. He was in a bad situation. Actually, he was in prison at this time.
Right.
But he wanted Christ to be magnified in his body. That means he wanted Christ to be enlarged in him. He wanted Christ to be made great in him so that everyone that saw him would see Christ being expressed through him and lived out of him. And so at the end of the book, he's saying the same thing using a different term. He's saying, let your forbearance be known to all men. Actually, this is let your Christ be known to all men. The word forbearance, you know, it's kind of an all-inclusive virtue. And you can say that forbearance means reasonableness,
right,
or considerateness and consideration in dealing with others without strictness or without claiming one's legal rights.
Mm-hmm.
It means you expect less than you're due. And Chris, what it means is when you experience Christ as forbearance, when you let him as forbearance be known to all men, what you're actually doing is you're experiencing Christ as an all-fitting life. All of us are in different situations. We all have difficult situations.
Right.
When we have Christ our forbearance, we are able to be one with the person who can fit in all situations. Chris, I really like this because the Christ who's in us, he's able to fit in any situation. He's able to endure any kind of environment. He's able to work in any kind of condition, and he's able to meet every need. And so when we experience him as forbearance and people see him as forbearance lived out of us, they are attracted to this one. This is really quite marvelous. We need to have a prayer in us. Lord, I want you to be magnified in me every day. I want to let you as forbearance in me be known to everyone around me.
Ed, I appreciate that you pointed out the circumstance here in which Paul writes this. We've pointed that out several times during the course of the life study of Philippians. It's such an important part of the backdrop for this book to really understand where he was at as he was writing all of these things, bringing us all into an experience of Christ. Obviously, he was experiencing this Christ that he was writing about and trying to bring us into. But here in this chapter, if we go a little further, he comes back here in verse 12. Witness Lee just quoted verse 13 a moment ago, how I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Right before that, he says this, I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound in everything and all things. I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. That is really the experience of forbearance, isn't it, Ed?
It is, Chris. And, you know, we need to pray, Lord, I want to learn this secret. of how to enjoy you as this all-inclusive virtue in any situation.
So Paul is not at all encouraging us to try to live out some sort of self-imposed humility or patient attitude when we're dealing with people. It has to be Christ in this context. This kind of forbearance is really out of our reach, isn't it?
Exactly. And what's so marvelous is when we have Christ, we have everything. We have this all-inclusive virtue. He himself is forbearance.
Let's go back to Witness Lee once again.
What is forbearance? Forbearance is just Christ as our living. Forbearance is not a small matter. It's not an isolated item of our Christian living. No, forbearance is a synonym to Christ in our Christian living. In the first three chapters, in doctrinal talk, he used the term Christ. But in chapter 4, in experiential talk, he used a synonym. He changed the term Christ to what? To forbearance. After all, as a conclusion of so much talk of Christ, Paul says, now let your forbearance be known to all. Now let the very Christ whom you have experienced, whom you live, be known to all the people around you. Oh, Christ has an experiential name, a name in our experience. What the name? Forbearance. What is the central focus of our Christian life? You must say Christ. I agree with you, but I tell you, practically speaking, the central focus of your Christian life is forbearance. Forbearance is a kind of virtue that is so all-inclusive. This word in Greek, in the deeper significance, it means a lot. It means reasonable, considerate, and suitable. So peaceful, so mild, so gentle. If you are reasonable, you are considerate, and you are suitable, and you are fitting, surely you are gentle, you are kind, you are peaceful, you are mild, and you are meek, and you are moderate, full of consideration for others, full of sympathy. This word means being satisfied with less than your due. You are just so easy to be satisfied with much less than what you should get. So Dean Arthur says, this word means what? It means no strictness in legal right. No strictness. You are not strict in legal right. I just pass on all the different definitions of this word. This may help you.
Ed, I was writing quickly, trying to jot these down. Reasonableness, gentle, kind, fitting, suitable, considerate, full of consideration, full of sympathy, mild, moderate. And then this last one where he quotes Dean Alford's term for this word, forbearance. No strictness in legal right. That means not insisting on what really we think should be our portion. The more we hear these definitions, Ed, the more it has to be clear that the only real synonym for this word is Christ. Talk about this experiential name of Christ, forbearance in our experience. And also, you touched something a moment ago that I'd like to go back to, and that was this matter of Paul learning the secret here.
Yeah, Chris, isn't this wonderful that Christ's experiential name is forbearance? And again, forbearance, we can see this is just an all-inclusive virtue. It has to be this wonderful person, Christ. When we're enjoying him as forbearance, we're satisfied with less than our due. And we've experienced this a little when you're loving the Lord, when you're enjoying the Lord, when you're abiding in the Lord. You're just so satisfied, really, with less than maybe what you're due. Paul said, I've learned the secret, how to be abased, how to abound.
Right.
In other words, Christ was Paul's secret of sufficiency. in the midst of his limited situation, he was in prison, he was in dire circumstances. What was his secret? His secret was he was enjoying Christ as his forbearance. Now, Chris, practically, how can we learn this secret of enjoying Christ as our forbearance? You know, verse 5 says, let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near.
Right.
Then the next verse says, we have to put this into context, it says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Now, Chris, this is very practical. Okay, how are we going to let our forbearance be known to all men? We need to talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Talk to the Lord about everything. It says in everything by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. That means tell the Lord. Talk to the Lord. You're experiencing some problems, some difficulty. Tell the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord. Make your requests known to Him. And when it says, let your requests be made known to God, that Greek word to God means in the fellowship with God.
Right.
That means you're moving toward God. And when you move toward God by conversing with Him about everything, He moves into you as the peace of God. And experientially, He becomes your forbearance, your all-inclusive virtue. You become suitable. You fit in. He becomes your gentleness. He becomes your kindness. He becomes your sympathy. He becomes your satisfaction with less than you need. When you have Him, you have everything. So I would just like to encourage our listeners, every day, take some time to talk to the Lord. Have a set time. And this is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is just to converse with the Lord. And then during the day, wherever you are, just talk to Him. Tell Him you love Him and converse with Him. In this way, He will be infused into you as peace and forbearance.
What kind of secret is this, Ed?
Isn't this great, Chris? I think it's so simple, but it's one of the things I appreciate the most about the Lord is we can talk to Him, and by talking to Him, He talks to us, and we enjoy Him in an atmosphere of love, and He becomes our all-inclusive virtue.
Well, we have one section left today on this marvelous topic. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
You can't make it. I sympathize with you, and I can't make it either. Only one in the human history, that is the Nazarene Jesus. Only He Himself can do it. This forbearance needs a lot of virtues. Love, kindness, mercy, sympathy, reasonable, considerate, suitable. It needs a lot of virtues. To forbear, it's not a simple thing. It's not an easy thing. Now you understand why, at the end of such a high book on the experience of Christ, Paul charges us, let your forbearance. Don't consider forbearance is a small matter, a low thing. No, no. It's too great. No human being can make it because we are fallen. Regardless how good Confucius was, but he was still fallen. He was still a fallen person. He was short of a lot of virtues, which Christ Jesus did have. So I say again, pick up this principle and go back to read the four Gospels. In every page, in every story concerning Jesus, you could see forbearance there. Love was there, exercised. Wisdom was exercised. The proper knowledge was exercised. All these added together in that Nazarene's practice is forbearance. He lived a life no single adjective can describe. You pick up any chapter, any story concerning him, you cannot say this person is loving, this person is kind. Just one adjective is not adequate to describe this person's virtue. He needs a lot of words. But in totality, his human virtue, just forbearance. So now you understand Paul says, let your forbearance your Christ-like living, your Christ-expressing living, that means your Christ, whom you live, be known all men. Live a life that can express Christ. Live a life that is just Christ as the total virtue of your human life. And this is Christ as your forbearance.
Ed, it's just too marvelous to see how this seemingly simple word of Paul's, forbearance, a simple verse, but how it so completely captures all of these aspects of the experience of Christ living out in us that we've been talking about in this life study. As he again enumerated these various virtues that are incorporated into this word, maybe we're a kind person, or maybe we have what we feel or is some humility, but it's the aggregate that makes it so awesome. All of these things, isn't it? I mean, apart from experiencing Christ, how could we possibly let our forbearance be known to men?
Yeah, Chris, it's impossible. We need to give ourselves to experience Christ, to enjoy Christ, to live Christ, and to magnify Christ in our daily living. When we do this, we are letting Him as forbearance, as this all-inclusive virtue. People can see Him expressed through us. Chris, this is just tremendous. What a virtue. And like Brother Lee talked, you know, it means reasonable, gentle, kind, fitting, suitable, considerate, satisfied, with less than your due, no strictness and legal right. This is Christ.
Right.
We have to live this one. Here's Paul, and he's magnifying Christ in prison. You know, at the very end of the book, Chris, you know what he says? This is in Philippians 4:22. He says, all the saints greet you, and especially those of Caesar's household. Now, Caesar's household comprised everyone who was attached to the palace of Nero. And some of those were converted through contact with Paul and became believers in Christ in Rome. So how did they become believers? It was because they saw Christ as forbearance being magnified in Him. Chris, you know, may the Lord bring us into this experience. And Chris, again, I want to encourage our listeners to learn Christ as a secret. Just talk to the Lord. The more you talk to Him, the more He infuses you with Himself, and He becomes your all-inclusive virtue so that He can be magnified. And He is so lovely and so attractive and so wonderful. When others see Him in our living, this will cause them to be drawn to Him and to get saved for His purpose.
Ed, I'm always so glad when you're able to work a time in our studio into your schedule, because you have a way of bringing all of these things down and giving us a handle. Today, particularly, as you brought out this matter of just talking with the Lord in such a personal, intimate way, really brings us into an experience of forbearance and freeing us from anxiety. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris.
We are out of time, and quickly let me point out our toll-free number and invite you to contact us about these life study messages, about all of the various resources, books and publications available at Living Stream, and just to fellowship with you. We'd love to hear your word and your comments and your experience of experiencing Christ, the forbearing one. Our toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Our mailing address, Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. And our email address, radio@lsm.org. For Ed Marks today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. Living Stream Ministry is dedicated to the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China during the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Watchman Nee sent Witness Lee to carry out this ministry in Taiwan. Later, the Lord led him to the United States and eventually to the rest of the world, before he went to be with the Lord in 1997. Living Stream Ministry now has hundreds of titles by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee available in English, plus many in more than 50 other languages. To find out more about Living Stream and all that we offer, visit our website, lsm.org. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-543-3788 or
email us, radio@lsm.org. Thanks for listening.
Was Jesus simply a great religious leader?
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Based on the scriptures, the religious people were looking for a great leader, but Jesus was introduced to them as a little lamb with a little dove. The lamb is for redemption, to redeem fallen man back to God, and the dove is for life-giving, for anointing, to anoint man with what God is, to bring God into man and man into God. Both the lamb and the dove are needed for man to participate in God. Scripture, John 1:29, and commentary from the New Testament Recovery Version published by Living Stream Ministry. For more information, visit lsm.org.